Welcome to Sanitas at sanitasradio.com. And now, here's your host, Mel Fabregas.
Greetings to everyone around the world, and a warm welcome to another edition of Sanitas at sanitasradio.com. I'm your host, Mel Fabregas, and I sincerely thank you for joining me once again. And if this is your first time, please make yourself at home. And to listen to tonight's full interview, just go to sanitasradio.com and subscribe. Don't wait. Listen and unlock your full potential. If you are listening to this radio program, it is because you want to upgrade your life. Or as tonight's guest says, you are here because you are ready to move beyond your present circumstances and fulfill the potential that you know deep in your heart is within you. If you have an intense desire to live a prosperous life, tonight's guest will share the wisdom and understanding that you need to immediately attract prosperity. Her name is Marilyn Janae, a renowned prosperity mentor with an international following. She's also an accomplished entrepreneur. Janae overcame her own quote-unquote lack consciousness to create her former business. Marilyn Janae Locations, a special event company that attracted the largest corporate clients and major media public publicity for two decades. In 2003, she founded the popular Feel Free to Prosper program to teach others to become aligned with universal laws and accept the right to prosper. Her website is feelfreetoprosper.com, and she joins us directly from Los Angeles, California. Hello, Marilyn, and welcome to Sanitas.
Hi, Mel, and thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this call, and just want to thank you. I mean, it's an honor with my book out now, just an honor that you chose to invite me and to let me share my wisdom and my experience and knowledge and help your listeners to prosper. I think everyone wants to prosper, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned to you that I'm having you at the beginning of the year, but it's unfortunate that a lot of people wait until the beginning of the year to go to the fitness center or to start making decisions to get on diet. Why is it that most people don't see January 1st every day of the year?
Well, I have my own perspective on that. I don't think there's New Year's revolutions. That's not strong enough. I think we need to have New Year's resolutions aren't strong enough. We need to have New Year's revolutions. What's a revolution? It's a dynamic, complete dynamic, creating a new paradigm. We can't have wishy-washy decisions if we're going to make changes in life. Well, one thing about the common denominator in all of my students, all of those followers that gravitate to my teachings, they're ready. They've made a decision. They've had it. They're ready. They want change. And they're willing to take the effort, do what needs to be done to make that change. So I call it a New Year's revolution that's going to create change instead of the resolutions. A resolution is a firm resolve. And you know, and most people know that after the first of the year, those resolves just kind of turn to mush, right?
Right.
So let's create a revolution within our consciousness.
And speaking of beginnings of the year or revolutions, as you call them, would you say that one of the biggest, and before we discuss your story, because I think it's very important to put things in perspective, would you say that one of the biggest obstacles people face when attracting what they want, prospering, reaching their goals, etc., is that that they focus too much on the how?
Well, that's one of the most important areas of the manifestation laws. And yes, it's probably pretty common that even people who are well-versed in the metaphysical laws and the universal laws still don't have the results they're looking for. And it's just human nature to want to have to control everything and control the outcome. And, we're going to be talking about that. We need to come to the realization that we're not alone in this game of life. And the ultimate solution to manifestation. I mean, I teach mental and spiritual laws, and the mental laws deal with the mechanics of the subconscious, of the mind. We need to deal with that in order to open our pipeline to the universal mind. But the ultimate goal of my teachings is to have each student, each reader of my book, each follower become aligned with that intelligence in the universe that knows exactly how to adjust circumstances, to orchestrate the entire result that we're looking for. We need to stop trying to control it. We cannot, you know, when we put a seed in the ground, those of you who are gardeners, and you plant a seed in the ground, I challenge any of you to make that seed grow. You cannot make that seed grow. And there is a time to let go. If we can let go with our desires, our prayers, our goals, if we can let go in the same way we plant a seed in the ground and trust that intelligence to bring that manifestation to fruition, we've got the key.
If you told me this 10 years ago, maybe I would not have listened. In fact, I would have thought, this is all New Age mumbo jumbo, talking to the universe, talking to the spirit realm. But it wasn't until I tried it for myself several times, and it worked again and again and again. So it was not coincidence. It was not simply synchronicity. It's something that's out there. It's almost a law that most people are not aware of it.
You know, I have one of my quotes that everyone loves, and we briefly spoke before, and I mentioned this to you. In fact, I have a beautiful graphic at the end of the book with this quote is, forget the how and enjoy the wow, starting now. And that says it all. We do not know how to bring our dreams to fruition. We do our homework. We follow the rules. You understand how these mental and spiritual laws work. You don't even have to have a great knowledge of the laws. All you have to do is follow the have a little bit of faith and open your mind. Follow the teachings, follow the techniques. And then there's a time to let go and let the divine designer do its work. It's that simple. And again, think of, I like analogies. I like graphics and analogies that can remind people. Think of your garden. Think of planting that seed in the garden. There's nothing you can do. You can tell that seed to grow. You could hover over it. You could stamp your feet in impatience. You're not going to make that seed grow. And the manifestation of your desire is exactly the same as planting that seed in the ground or planting a seed in the womb. You cannot make that baby grow. And guess what? Each manifestation we have, every goal that we want fulfilled has its own germination period. So it also requires patience, divine timing.
Now, let's discuss your story. What brought you here? What did you have to overcome before you were able to help so many?
I had to overcome everything. I mean, to start with, my parents were good people, but they had a very negative consciousness about money. And the legacy I got from them was a struggle mentality. So I know that a lot of your listeners are going to be able to relate to that.
Sure.
And I grew up, I became an adult, a young adult, went into the world and couldn't meet my needs. And, you know, it was that consciousness of struggle, not being able to meet my needs, not knowing how can I find my place in life? What is this all about? But, you know, something, thankfully, something in my soul drove me to find out what's going on in this game of life. Why is it some people can succeed and accomplish and others can't? And I was driven. Again, I believe it's something in our soul. When we're ready, we listen. We learn to listen to those promptings. And something drove me to just immerse myself in the teachings of these great icons that came before us. And I'm talking about those great minds, those legendary, brilliant masters of mental and spiritual science. And I buried myself in their teachings. And it just so happened, of course, you know, I believe so much in synchronicity and guidance and that our soul has a destiny, that we have a destiny here. I happen to live just a few minutes from the great Dr. Joseph Murphy, who wrote The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, who's one of the great all-time greats in history. And Dr. Murphy started me on this path. He was my first great teacher. I say that, emphasize great, because sometimes people think I'm saying he was my first grade teacher in school. He was my first great teacher in this field of metaphysics and consciousness. And with Dr. Murphy I started with Dr. Murphy, and then I buried myself in the teachings and the literature of all of the greats. And I had some changes, but I still wasn't at the point where I wanted to be. And where did I want to be? Well, I really wanted to find some meaning to my life. I wanted to accomplish something, make some kind of a mark in the world. I wanted to do something meaningful, and I knew I did not want to be like my parents. And there came a point when I was reaching a milestone age, and I don't have to tell you what that is. And remember we talked about revolution? Well, I made the decision. I've had it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a breakthrough. You know, all of these great teachers have to be onto something. I believed everything I was learning. But does this sound familiar? You learn it all. You read all the books. You go to the seminars. You have all of this great information in your head, all of this knowledge. But somehow you don't seem to be able to incorporate it into your everyday life. And that's what I was determined to do. I really decided, I made a strong decision. I'm going to take everything I'd learned. I'm going to take these laws. I'm going to make them work. I'm going to change my life. That's it. Firm decision. I'm going to do the homework. I'm going to succeed. And I remember Dr. Murphy used to say to me, Marilyn, do the homework and you'll get results. And I tell my students that now. And I hope Dr. Murphy is smiling in the next dimension. What I did is I took the essence of all of this great knowledge that I was studying, all these what I call prosperity laws, and I put it in a very simple, doable format so that I could easily process it. And that was for me. Remember, this I was just trying to change my own life. Something happened when I made these laws, when I took the essence of them and made them very simple. And I had a life-changing breakthrough. And of course, I'm going to skip over a lot of detail here for the sake of time, but I had a major breakthrough to the point where I found myself with a new business, actually in an industry that I didn't even know existed. But you see, the universe handed me this business. Once I became aligned with that power that I mentioned that we're going to talk about, that presence knows the answer. It knows our destiny. It knows where we belong. And from less than nothing, I ended up on the cover of the Los Angeles Times with my new business. It was a pioneer company that I had created for the special event industry. And again, I'm skipping over a lot of detail, but I'm going to say something that people don't think I mean literally. So I'm saying this is literal. In 20 years of having that business, I never advertised, I never marketed, I never cold called, I didn't join any trade organizations, and I didn't network. And yet my little one-woman company here in Los Angeles, where millions of people come to achieve their dreams, my little one-woman company attracted the biggest corporations in the world as clients. But the universe handed me a business that, in an industry that is most impacted by negative disasters and recessions. So I was constantly knocked down. We had the Los Angeles riots, the Northridge earthquake, national recessions, and of course 9/11, and I kept getting knocked down. And here's what's important. Those were the times that taught me the most. That taught me what worked and what didn't work. We either succumb to the outer circumstances, like the mass mind, or we reach for that, what I call the universal life jacket, and we learn to connect. And that's what I did. And I didn't know in all that time, you know, my 15 minutes of fame with all this publicity turned into a 20-year career, but I didn't know in all that time that I was being groomed by this universal power to learn these laws that, so that one day I would teach and help others. And that didn't come into my awareness till, let's see, it would be 12 years, 2003, 12 years ago, when I was encouraged to teach. And that was, my passion for these laws, what I call, you know, prosperity laws, this was my passion in life. My goal was to change my own life to help myself. I didn't even know that I would ever be capable or have the ability to help others. But the doors started to open. They opened naturally. And I said, okay, universe, I talk to the universe. I have my chats with the universe. If I'm supposed to teach these laws, then please give me a method. Give me a gift to be able to help others. Give me something simple, like I use, something easy so that others can grasp these techniques and these results, get results quickly. And so they don't have to go through my 40-year journey. And from that request was born a series of lessons called the Feel Free to Prosper program. And I had never even been online. I hadn't even used a computer before. My office was in the towers here in Century City, and I had a word processor, someone doing my contracts for my business. But I had gotten online on a social media site. I decided it was time to learn how to use a computer, and I went over here to what used to be called Kinko's, now called FedEx
yes,
office.
Right.
Taught myself to use a computer. See, I was following those promptings.
And what year? What year was that?
That was 2003.
Oh wow! Okay.
2003, and then someone invited me to a social media site. And I didn't even know there was such a thing as talking to people on the internet or social media or forums, you know, posting on forums. And I started a network, my network on this site called the Feel Free to Prosper Network. And it was magical, just magical. People started to come for the lessons from all over the world. Testimonials flew in. I was just absolutely amazed at what had happened. And I knew in my heart of hearts that I was tuned into my destiny. And this was just like breathing to me. And I just couldn't stop. But there's always the but. I asked myself, okay, how can I make a living doing this? Because remember, I was used to making these big chunks of money from the corporate and convention events, corporate money. Mm-hmm. And I said, how can I make a living doing, selling these lessons, to people on the internet? And, I had my following, my community began. And I didn't even know there was such a thing as the coaching industry back then. So I said, universe, give me a sign. Am I supposed to do this? I mean, I couldn't stop anyway, but I needed a sign. I needed to, this was coming from my soul, but I had to, I had to find the practicality here. Out of the blue, a few days later, I had a fluke phone call. It wasn't even from a business source. It was a housewife in Los Angeles. And she said, I'm looking for, I know someone who's looking for a mansion for a week. And I said, well, you would have to call a real estate company. I'm in the special event industry. And we sometimes rent the mansions, of course, for, a few hours for a corporate event, but not for overnight. And she said, well, it's for a party. And of course, a party for a week. And then you have to think, well, this is Los Angeles. You never know.
All right.
I mean, really. And that client, what happened was a half an hour later, I hung up. I didn't think it was anything. A half an hour later, a gentleman back east called who was with a marketing company. He said, we've been looking for 6 months for the right mansion for a client of ours for a promotion. Well, that client was Campbell's Soup. And over the next 3 years, they spent over $450 million to promote to children. They had these big sweepstakes where, on their labels and TV commercials. And I was their key vendor. You could see on my website, I booked the castle in England and Hollywood Mansions and the island in the Caribbean. And you see, I used these prosperity laws that I had learned to manifest these amazing locations. And I had never even booked anything for an event or produced an event outside of the U.S. before. But they took very little of my time. And you see, here's why I'm telling you this. What happened here is the universe said to me, you just keep doing what you're doing. You help people with your teachings. You'll be provided for. I'll take care of you. And that's exactly what happened. I did 6 promotions for Campbell's for 3 years. After that, it was time to let go. And I fully embraced my new life as a prosperity teacher. And that was the cushion to help me build Feel Free to Prosper. And Feel Free to Prosper took off. I completely released my former business because this is my mission. This is my sole mission in life, is taking my experience, my knowledge, and bringing it to others so they can benefit. And that's the legacy I want to leave.
So that was the bridge.
That was it. I was provided for. The universe said, you don't have to worry about income. I'll take care of you. You see, it's all ultimately about our alignment with that power.
So interesting that we're discussing these events that happened to you, to some people that I've interviewed, even to me, when I had businesses before the economy came crashing down. Thankfully, I was able to keep them. But during that time, it was very, very difficult. When you have a family, you have to think for the next day and the next month and so on. And I had that conversation, as you mentioned, with the universe as well. Mm-hmm. And I never thought it could be possible. But I said, in times of desperation, why not? Ask the question, please give me a sign. What can I possibly do? Mm-hmm. Something that's going to make me happy. Because even though I had businesses, it was not really fulfilling to me. Mm-hmm. And something came up. All these, the radio shows that I have right now, the conception was during that time. And it provided to the point that it's my new profession. I could sell my other businesses and keep doing this. And it's incredible how, by just asking the question, the thoughts that you entertain materialized.
And you didn't just ask yourself the question, depending on your own finite resources. You reached out to an intelligence that I think you instinctively, intuitively knew was greater than you.
Absolutely. And I didn't have any journalistic experience, broadcasting experience. I've never interviewed anybody in my life. So it just, something said, you're capable, do it. There's no fear. And I always say this quote, whatever you've always wanted. What is the quote that I always use all the time? One second. It's about fear. Here it is. Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to hear another one of my favorite quotes about fear?
Please.
That's anonymous. Don't know where it came from. Never found a credit. And I use this often with in my teachings. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. There was no one there. How's that?
Very, very powerful.
Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. And there was no one there. Nice. Another good reminder, right?
Now, looking at the book, Feel Free to Prosper, I'm thinking of the mental war being fought between the analytical mind and the subconscious mind, which makes most people confused, undecided, or simply dormant. They just don't progress because they have this eternal fight. Have you found a way to bypass the analytical mind in order to influence the subconscious in order to achieve tangible results?
Yeah. I'm going to share some. I'm also going to give you, if I may, if that's okay, I'd like to give a little foundation. You have a savvy audience. I know your audience is metaphysically familiar with the metaphysical concept, with the laws, but I'd like to give a foundation that will include the answer to your
sure.
question on this relationship between the conscious and subconscious mind, and I think that we'll answer your question. So bear with me. You could tell I'm not a woman of few words, but I do do my best to.
That's okay. We have 2 hours.
I know. That's so wonderful. And it's important to me that your listeners, that everyone really gets the essence of these teachings. So let's start here. The universe as we know it, we see it as we experience it, it's not all there is. We know that. The universe is always in motion, and it's vibrating and pulsating, resonating, magnetizing. And we know that at the molecular level, everything is in motion. It's an energy, pure energy. So what we're talking about here, and again, we're talking about the mental and spiritual laws, not just the subconscious between the conscious and conscious mind, but let's also include the spiritual aspects so you understand the relationship. And we could think of this, what we're talking about, we could think of it as the formless substance of the universe. We could think of it spiritually as God, higher power, spirit, the universe. We can address it mentally, infinite intelligence, universal mind, divine mind. Or some people like to jump into quantum physics, and there it's known as the field of all possibilities. And, you know, this really is an amazing age that we live in, because we have the mental, the spiritual, the scientific. It all seems to be coming together. So this power, however you perceive it, is the source of everything we desire. It's awaiting our recognition. It will create, attract, guide us to inspired action, magnetize, mold itself to whatever form we desire, if we align ourselves with it through certain laws that we call universal laws. So what are these laws? We know that there are laws of physics and chemistry, laws of mathematics, but most people are not aware of the laws that govern the mental and spiritual realms. Those are the creative laws of the universe that govern our existence. Or most likely you know something about them. It's become, of course, more mainstream now, but you don't know how to relate to them or how to use them. Or use them consistently, which of course is the ultimate goal. So how do we know these laws exist, or that this universe or this power exists? I like to say, aside from any intuitive feeling that it does, or because Marilyn says it does, we know because of its responsiveness. And that's by the results we experience when we align ourselves with it. I mean, think of the law of gravity. We do not have to have a vast knowledge of the law of physics to understand how to use gravity, right? We know if we step off of a tall building, we're going to fall. So, you know, these laws are really so simple. The mental, the spiritual laws, the actual principles and techniques that relate to the laws are surprisingly simple. We humans complicate it. In the case of these laws, for the manifestation laws, less is more. Simple is the key. Now, let's use law of gravity as an example. We know that if we step off a building, we'll fall. We know that if we align ourselves with the law correctly, we won't have any mishaps. It's exactly the same with the mental and the spiritual laws. If we align ourselves with them correctly, we won't have mishaps. We'll instead have joyful results. So how do we align ourselves with it? Now, let's get into that, the subconscious. We connect with this power, this creative force of the universe within through the channel of our subconscious minds, through our thoughts and our feelings. And the subconscious, by the way, is the most fantastic computer you could ever imagine. It keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing. It has a perfect memory of every cell in our body, so it knows how to heal us. And it is, unfortunately, it has also recorded and stored everything that we have ever heard, said, felt, and experienced from the time we were very young. Most likely from the time we were very young, but also we can acquire patterns all through our adulthood. So our thoughts and our feelings, our deepest beliefs, are the key to connecting with this power that responds to our desires. But first, we must break through, we must overcome the negative thought patterns and the beliefs that we've acquired. Now, this is good news. I want you to understand this. We can't delete anything from the subconscious mind. And I got to tell you, my students have always been relieved to know that. We can't delete anything, and it's not necessary. In order to shift our consciousness, you're asking, how do we deal with that resistance of the subconscious, okay? In order to shift our consciousness, we create a new dominant thought. The subconscious mind doesn't like to change. We know that because we try to break habits, you know, in our attempts to change a habit. We know there is resistance, and there needs to be resistance. It's not, the subconscious is meant to be static. It controls our entire autonomic nervous system. It's just, unfortunately, that it also keeps those negative belief patterns static, too. And that's what we need to change. But there are techniques and there are methods for influencing the subconscious in a way that doesn't create argument. I call this friendly persuasion. We gently shift the consciousness to a new dominant thought in the mind. That's key, the dominant thought. So we don't have to take all of the negativity out of our minds, out of our lives. All we have to do is create. I guess if we think of the subconscious mind of the planet would be the critical mass. I always like to say this planet has a subconscious mind, collective subconscious. If we have a dominant thought of peace on this planet, there will be peace, even though there are opposing, entities. So we need to do this within our own minds. We need to stop this war between the conscious and the subconscious. It's the dominant thought in the conscious and our subconscious that determines our circumstances. Okay? Now, here's an analogy that my students love this. It's simple, but they seem to love this. Everyone seems to love this, even the radio hosts. So I share this often, and this will help you explain this relationship between the conscious and subconscious minds. And I'm talking here about aspects of mind. I'm not talking about real life genders, okay? Think of the conscious mind as the husband, the assertive male aspect of mind. And the husband impregnates the wife, which is the receptive female aspect of mind. When the subconscious becomes impregnated with the new seed thought, the new idea, then from this union, children are born. These children are your answered prayers, your desired results. So it is through this marriage of the conscious and subconscious minds, and they both agree on the idea, that's when you will have your manifestation, your result. So what we're doing here, we need to teach the husband how to impregnate the wife. So we make a decision with our conscious mind. We use our conscious mind to instill this idea into the subconscious until it's accepted. And once the seed has been accepted in the soil of mind, as I was talking about earlier, the garden of the mind, it will grow and it will manifest just like the seed planted in the ground. We do our job and we plant the seeds. We need to get the subconscious mind to agree with our conscious desire. We nurture the soil of the mind with positive thoughts and expectation. That's kind of like the water and sunshine of our gardens. And then we turn the job over to universal mind. Again, I referred to that earlier. We turn it over to the creative forces and we can relax and let go. That manifestation will come because there's no such thing as half pregnant. Our baby will be born. Now, again, what I want to make very, very clear, this is so important. From this foundation, I just want you to get the real message here. You do not have the burden of manifestation on your shoulders. You have at your disposal, the creative forces of the entire universe. It's waiting to do your bidding. Just apply the rules, okay? And then you let go and allow that power to take over. And, Henry Ford, someone once asked him what electricity was. And he said, "Madam, it just is. Use it." And I love that quote. So what we do with it between this resistance in the subconscious, between the resistance is from the subconscious. This is what a lot of the modern teachers, all due respect to all the great teachers that have now come out to share universal laws, they don't seem to address the resistance of the subconscious. And that's so important. We need to overcome that resistance in order to open the pipeline to this greater intelligence that will bring our desires to fruition. So if you use, let's talk a little bit about affirmations. That seems to be a common technique. Affirmations are a wonderful tool, but people don't really understand affirmations the way they use them. Because if you were to say, let's say you have a mindset of lack, okay, established pattern of lack, and you use an affirmation such as I am wealthy or I am prosperous, you know what happens? Your subconscious is going to fight that. It knows you're lying. Right? You feel like you're lying. You look around at you look at the pile of bills over there and you say, yeah, who am I kidding?
So affirmations, are they really that effective?
Well, what I'm saying is if you use those typical types of affirmations to tell the subconscious, I am prosperous, I am wealthy, what do you think when you suddenly think, oh God, who am I kidding? And you see the bill, what are you thinking of?
Unrealistic.
Well, you're thinking more on lack. And because you're now focused on lack, guess what? Circumstances can not only continue, they could get worse. It's kind of like, you know, don't think of a white elephant. So you see, the subconscious doesn't want to change. The answer is in not creating the resist, the argument in the subconscious and overcoming the resistance. So the techniques that I teach in my program, in the first lesson, I don't even teach affirmations till the second lesson of the program, but in the book, the techniques, actually at the end of the book, the readers get lesson one of my legendary Feel Free to Prosper program. And that's the lesson that creates the unexpected income in 2 weeks, the subtitle of the book. And I give that to the reader. It's in my lessons. It's in the teachings in the book. You learn how to gently persuade the subconscious to shift and accept the new idea without trying to force it, because that is the key. The key is overcoming the resistance. You can't just say to the subconscious, this is not so, and this is so. You have to be lulling that subconscious into accepting, into becoming pregnant with the new idea. It's kind of like mental gardening. So I hope that kind of helps. But yes, it's the resistance of the subconscious that is keeping us from not getting the results we want in life. And to be honest with you, that's what I'm known for is the simplicity of my teachings. I've taken these esoteric laws and put them in such simple form that anybody can understand them and they can grasp them. And the subconscious loves simple. Just think of the advertising and the marketing industries. Think of TV commercials. We don't remember the whole commercial. We remember that tagline. Just do it. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Do you remember that one?
Absolutely.
So the subconscious likes simple. You take these simple techniques, simple keys, and you apply them and you'll get results because you won't create that argument. So I believe that is the gift the universe gave me, was to put these laws in a simple form that people can apply easily and they will get results. There's no argument from the subconscious.
And I think a lot of these habits have been learned all the way from school. I think I always say that the biggest conspiracy of all is a secret to our own potential. We sometimes think that we are less than we're capable of. And we've heard that it takes 3 to 4 weeks in order to break a habit and create a new mental pattern or pathways. From your decades of study of the mind, do you find this to be true, or have you found that this could be accomplished in less time?
Well, let's talk about the 2 weeks. You want some proof about the 2 weeks?
Oh, sure.
Because that's my program, Promises. And it's you know, I'm a woman that I believe has complete integrity. I would never make a bold promise, 2 weeks to unexpected income, unless I had not experienced that with thousands and literally thousands of students. So before I would ever make a public claim, and especially in a book published by Penguin Random House, it better be true. But yes, that is my promise, based on experience, not based on anything book learned. Now, you know, I'm the kind of person who wants to put the key in the car and drive it. I let the mechanics handle what's under the hood. I didn't study the mind. I did. I started out, my roots were in, I studied some of the works of the great hypnotherapists from early on, and then, of course, went into the spiritual. I never became a hypnotherapist or practiced hypnosis, but I wanted to learn about the subconscious, and that was the start. And then I branched into the areas of the spiritual science. But, you know, it's this, again, the simplicity. I did not have any knowledge of neuroscience or the brain when I started teaching. All I know that I was given intuitively these techniques that helped me, and I only teach what I used myself. Everything I teach is something I have applied myself. And the whole program is based on that. All of my teachings are. And I found that my students would consistently start having results. And when you say prosperity, yes, unexpected income, prosperity includes income, but it's not just about income. I mean, prosperity in my language includes every aspect of life, health, relationships, love, creativity, spirituality. But that was the issue I had to overcome, was the income part of it. And what I found has been, it's been pretty rampant, that issue with money, don't you think? And these techniques were bringing that unexpected income, unexpected business, unexpected raises, even winnings to my students. And, you know, from my decades of the study of the mind, I knew, like you mentioned, that it, you know, usually took 3 to 4 weeks to break a habit. But from the time I began teaching the Feel Free to Prosper program, my students were having a breakthrough in sometimes it was 2 days. It can happen in I like to say, in the twinkling of an eye. Depends on your mind. But I later discovered there was more psychological research that proved that it could take as little as 2 weeks to create a new neural pathway in the brain. This is after I experienced all of this in the last few years. I suddenly became aware of what they call neuroplasticity and all of the new things coming out. So I said, okay, maybe I need to know a little bit more about the neural pathway and the brain and see why are my students, why are they on cue there? So being the kind of person who didn't study the brain, letting the mechanics take care of what's under the hood, the science of the brain didn't really hold a lot of interest to me. I took the mental and spiritual path. That was my direct path. But I suddenly came across a blog by a Dr. Ellen Weber, who was a global expert on the brain. And I was excited to see what her discoveries were based on what I've been teaching in metaphysical terms. Now, I'm going to try to say this in lay language because, again, I'm not into the area of neuroscience, but I want to make it understandable, paraphrasing what she said. Your brain is equipped to change. She says, this is Dr. Ellen Weber says, your brain is equipped to change rapidly and to biologically reshape itself through chemical and electrical activity. There are about 100 billion neurons in your brain. Neurons are the nerve cells. They spark new synapses for change. And even though there are still many mysteries about the synapses in the human brain, we can achieve incredible results if we pay attention to recent research. Now, cells, this will all come together. It's not too long, but it'll give you an understanding of what happens and why I now understand why my students for 12 years were getting those, within 2 weeks, getting those results. Cells can regenerate regardless of your age or situation. Remember, regardless of your age or situation. In a process called plasticity, which simply refers to the concept of brain rewiring, there are secrets to change as well as to the causes of mental stagnation. I'm going to go a little slow here so you can absorb this, those of you listening. Nerve cells are the core of your neuron system, and they impact changes that can improve your situation more than most people realize, she says. These cells can grow, they regenerate, and they change with use, and they will rewire nightly as you sleep based on what you did that day. Now, that was interesting to me because I've always taught my students that the best time to impact the subconscious with suggestion is as you drop off to sleep, when you're in alpha, or when you get up in the morning. In the alpha state, the subconscious is more receptive to suggestion. So discoveries show how the brain uses the outside world to shape and reshape itself physically and mentally. So plasticity can alter a person's bad habits and add new approaches, cure a phobia, and as we now know, create unexpected prosperity. So I refer to this creating new neural pathways in the brain. And this creates growth or change in a specific area of your life. So if you act on the changes you hope to see occur, remember your story, Mel, about that first interview you did? Mm-hmm. If you act on the changes you hope to see occur, your brain will restructure to bring that about. In other words, whenever you act on what you expect to happen, your brain responds by creating just the right neuron pathways to bring about that new reality. Because I've always told my students, This is really very profound. The subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between a real and an imagined act. That's why so many Olympic athletes and champions and people use visualization techniques and use hypnosis, because the brain can't tell the difference. So quoting Dr. Weber, she says, "Do you see why great seminars fail to reap the growth you've hoped for, or why discussion groups get lost in the lack of progress at work? Change comes to the human brain with action, and passion for further change follows in a step-by-step fashion where a facilitator guides people to use new ideas to solve real-life problems." Now, I don't know this woman, this doctor. I said, she's talking about me. I'm the facilitator who has a step-by-step program to guide people to instill new ideas in the subconscious. So I believe I was guided to find her words, because this relates exactly to the work that I've been doing for 12 years. The program I was intuitively guided to create is a step-by-step action process that creates the subconscious expectation, that creates the rewiring or the new neural pathways, that creates the new reality. And as I said, I even suggest that my students use certain techniques as they drop off to sleep. So, and this new research shows that the nerve cells will rewire nightly as you sleep. Now, remember, I didn't know any of this when I used my techniques to change my life over the decades, or when I created my lesson program in 2003. I always knew that I was being guided by a much greater intelligence than my own. And my job is to teach you how to tap into that intelligence to access your own answers and your destiny.
And I have to say that reading the book, it's well, well written, but you also write it in a way that everyone can understand it. Why do you consider yourself to be the common man's prosperity teacher?
Oh, you picked up on that, right?
Oh, sure.
Because so many people are writing, so many authors are writing books. And I say in my book, there's nothing wrong with that. They're writing books to get people to go to the more pricey seminars and, you know, to upsell them to other things. So they're using the book as a way to claim their expertise. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're here to prosper. We should use our talents. But you see, my mission, my heart mission, I am so honored. And this still is so amazing to me that I have doctors and therapists, psychotherapists, and people having their patients, referring my programs to their patients. And I'm just an average woman with no formal education who had to overcome her poverty consciousness. I don't like that word, lack consciousness, but you know what I'm saying. I had to overcome. I grew up with that struggle mentality, had to overcome that, and created a business, accomplished in business, and now at this stage of my life, ending up with a book published by the biggest publisher in the world. That is amazing to me, just amazing to me. And the point is I'm just an average woman. So my heart is going out to all of the people out there in the world. For everybody that can't afford my program, there are thousands that can afford the book, and to start the way I did with books back then. And I'm just an average woman who applied herself, who studied, who learned the techniques, not even knowing that one day I would be able to affect even one other life. So this is just the most miraculous blessing that I could ever imagine in my life. But yes, that's my heart is for those people who are struggling. I want to get them jump-started. I want them to get started on the path like I did. And yet, I have had people who are millionaires that have become very successful. I have an Olympic champion student who her story's in the book. You wouldn't believe that an Olympian could have reached such a low point in her life that needed a prosperity teacher. So you see, we're all here on our path. We're all here to find we're here for one reason, to find out, to discover who and what we really are. We are children of the universe. We are the creation of an incredible intelligence, this universe that has given us gifts to share and to help others. It doesn't mean you have to become help others around the world, or it could be in your own community. It could be in your own family. We're all here with talents that we were born to use.
Well, let me go back to the word struggle. I don't mean to interject,
okay,
but the word struggle, because to a lot of people, it's a negative, at least if it's happening now. But like you, I went through struggles early on in life, and I would not change it for the world, because they became a lesson. They became a catalyst for me to be who I am today. if I did not have those struggles back then, I think my life would be totally different, and maybe it would not be as enjoyable as it is today. Do you agree with that?
Can I say yes and no?
Sure.
Yes, I agree. If I hadn't gone through all of the, I'm so happy now where I am at this place to know, all of that stuff was for a reason. Wow. It turned that, all that, the lemons into lemonade, is that what it is? No, yes. Yes, that is true, that it was part of our path. Had we not, had it not been for my parents, had it not been for the need to go beyond, we might not have reached out for a better life, you know? So those, either we're going to accept our lot and we're going to stay there, or we are going to say, have a sense that there is something better for us in life. And it's very right. important we acknowledge that we do not have to be like our parents, and we do not have to be, our past does not dictate our present or our future. Everything can change, no matter what our background, no matter what our situation, it does not matter. But struggle as a necessity, in that respect, no. I don't believe we were brought here to struggle. The only struggle I think we may have to go through is getting out of the womb. That wasn't easy. But to be honest with you, we were not put on this earth to struggle. And if we are struggling, like you and I went through, it is a wake-up call. It is to show us that we are not aligned with who and what we really are. And that is the wake-up call for us to take action and start and seek and search and make connection. And when we finally get initiated, you see, here's what's interesting, I think. Is that I used to think, what is it about humans that they think they have to kick and scream? And I used to kick and scream and rant at the universe or God and wonder why these things would happen. Do you know what a revelation it is to find one day? Of course, I put in a lot of time and study to create that, you know, that alignment. Do you realize how wonderful it is to discover that, oh, I don't have to kick and scream. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is ask. And the answer comes. Do you realize what an incredible revelation that is? But I think humans feel there's something in the consciousness. It may go back to centuries. It can go back to the systems, you know, in the world back, you know, thousands of years ago. I think there's something in our human nature, in our, that we think we have to pay such a heavy price in order to get anything good out of life. That's not the case. And if you are struggling, it means that is a wake-up call. There is a better way, and you have to find and discover that connection with that power who is, and you're going to learn that you do not have to suffer. You can be guided to what is rightfully yours. You can be guided to your destiny. You can solve every problem you have in life. And you don't have to struggle and rant and rave and, oh, you know, how many of you have had a problem that you tried everything to solve? You tried everything and you couldn't solve it until you absolutely were so exhausted, you just had to stop from sheer exhaustion. And when you gave up, the answer came. Isn't that interesting? And I'm sure everyone's had that experience. Interesting that when you give up, finally, when you lose control, you stop trying to control and you give up, you relaxed. You relaxed and allow the guidance and answer to come. And that's what we can do without having to exhaust ourselves. Once we become aligned, and it's about trust, and you grow faith, and you practice faith. It's a habit like anything else, faith and trust. But when you get those responses from that intelligence, your confidence will just continue to grow and grow. And then I say you enlarge your prosperity container, which is your consciousness. So we were not put on this earth to struggle, but if we are, then it's possible that we have lessons to learn dealing with compassion, dealing with or finding our destiny. But it's here to show you that you're not aligned with who and what you are, and you're here to discover that. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm thinking that, you know, people who are always wanting something better but do not make any changes, do not take action, life will stay the same. It's just a fact. Now, the universe is your marketing department, you say. Please
explain.
Interesting
that you said that right after you mentioned the action part of it, because, boy, are you tuned in. Because I was thinking, wait a minute, I think I need to talk about this action thing, give my views on action. Yes, the universe is my marketing department. Remember I said earlier that I didn't actively look for it. 20 years. I never looked for a corporate client. They found me. And do you want me to give you my views about action?
Yes, yes. And also, when you say the universe is your marketing department, mm-hmm. is it because all the answers are out there? Like you, I don't like to do, you know, pressure sales, a lot of marketing. I don't like that. Even in my previous corporate life, when I was younger and I had to be in sales, I hated it, because I thought, if this product was so good, why do I have to push it so hard? But anyway, that's a different story.
No, it's all part of the same story. It's important. That's perfect for what we're talking about here. I don't think that I am that special or more brilliant than anyone else. I really believe that it's because I had cultivated that complete trust in that intelligence that knows everything. Omniscient. It knows everything. And when I began, you know, if I may mention this, the book that we're talking about that was just published is Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. That's based on my teachings. But before this book, I had written I was writing it for my computer. By the way, everything in both books was not written to be books. It was just, I can only write for others and to inspire and teach others. I didn't know that all of my writings would end up to be 2 books. So the one book has been published based on my teachings. But online, still free to read where I wrote it, there is an online, my entrepreneurial memoir. And in that, my community wanted to know, so how did you use these laws back then when you started your business? They saw, you know, Campbell's Soup, and they saw all these clients that I'd had over the 20 years, and they wanted to know, so how did you use these laws back then? And I said, you know, one day I'm going to sit down, and this was my community, the Feel Free to Prosper Network community, and I said, I'm going to see what I remember. Well, remember, I would be washing dishes or something and say, oh, I have to tell them about this. And one thing after another, it just, like, my subconscious spit out this entire story of my 20-year use of these laws. And it's an entrepreneurial memoir. It's not a personal memoir. It's all about the business and the clients and how I applied these laws. And what happened was that I had just tuned in. I had trusted this universal power so much that I remember in the memoir at the beginning, I mentioned, these are the things I want to find a business. I want to have a business that had certain qualities and assets. And one of them was that, please, universe, don't make me have to sell myself. I swear, that's the truth. And that's exactly in the next 20 years what happened. I mean, it started with a feature story on the cover of the LA Times, and it went around the world by Associated Press. I didn't even know what a press release was. I did this all from my living room, practicing my prosperity techniques, and attracted all of this. It was so magical to me. Remember, I started out with nothing, less than nothing. And here I ended up on the cover of the LA Times with my due business. And then more publicity came. Associated Press picked it up. I had more publicity than people could dream about, and I had no help. So obviously I was saying, oh my gosh, the universe is my publicist. The universe is my marketing department. The universe is my guide. It's the chief operating officer in my life. And that's what started me on that path of trust. And all of those clients over that 20 years literally came out of the blue. But let me say this. I'm not saying that we sit around and twiddle our thumbs, you know, do nothing. Right. What I'm saying is this. See, I didn't do anything. The biggest successes of my life, even this book deal, I had 3 book deals come to me. I walked away from the first 2 since 2009, 2 agents and 2 book deals. Why? They were wonderful publishers, but my heart said no. My head thought I was crazy, by the way. Walking away from when everyone's out there looking for agents and publishers, I didn't even intend to write books. And yet I manifested these book deals, but I knew in my heart they weren't the right publisher. 5 years later, is when I now have the Penguin Random House as my publisher, because I had more to do. I had more to grow. I had to expand. And the point I'm making is things would flow to me, not because I was doing nothing. It's because, then this is the important point I want to make. the mental action, this mental and spiritual homework that you do applying these laws is thousands and thousands of times more powerful than any physical action you can take. So when you say taking action, let's distinguish between the mental action and the physical action. With the way my life works is I rely on, I do the mental action, the mental and spiritual aspect, and then the doors open, and that's when I walk through. Then the physical action is to walk through the doors that open.
But first comes mental action.
Absolutely. It's the mental. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you agree if I'm guessing that 99% of the world, of the population of the world, is doing and doing and doing and taking action but not succeeding? Does that sound like a pretty good bet?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. That's because they are relying. We equate hard work, physical action with results. Now, Dr. Murphy said something interesting. He said, well, yes, you could work hard and you could be the richest man in the grave too. That's not what we're here for. That was Murphy's, not my saying. Yes, we don't want to be we're here to live a balanced life. And I say we're here to be doing the work that we were meant to do that makes our hearts sing. And when we're doing that work and we're in alignment with our destiny, everything flows. You know, I like to say, miracles are the new normal. That's the way life is supposed to be. We think of miracles as being so. I always said the supernatural is really quite natural once you understand the laws. We are supposed to be living. We are miracles. Just the fact that we're talking here, that we exist and we're communicating, this is a miracle. Our bodies are miracles. So when we realize that miracles are really should be a natural way of life, that gives you something to really aspire to. So yes, the mental action is much more powerful. And if you learn to use these laws, if you apply the teachings that I give you in whatever format in the book, you will start to become aligned with that power. Your subconscious is going to start getting a new message and you'll start creating a new dominant thought. And you're going to find the miracles happening in your life. And most likely, you'll have miracles starting within the 2 weeks. Can I guarantee that everybody on the planet's going to have a result in 2 weeks? That would be silly. Of course not. I promise. I promise that's what happens. But for some people, it could take longer. But what if you've had a lifetime of struggle, if it takes you 3 weeks or a month or 2 months, does it matter? As long as you finally overcome that resistance in the subconscious. So you just have to be willing to apply yourself. It's not hard work, at least not the way I teach it. There's no hard work, no long workbooks. It's all very simple. 15 minutes a day on the homework and that's it. And you will start to understand what I mean about action versus physical actions. Because when those things come out of the blue, that is so exciting. And you say, wait, I didn't do anything. Where did that come from? Right out of the blue. You'll be in the right place, or you'll get the right call, or something really miraculous happens. Well, you did do something. You connected on a mental and spiritual level.
It's like you're tuning into a new frequency, but you use
exactly
the very important word, attraction. And I cannot emphasize how important this is, because lately we hear this term, the law of attraction. And if that were the case, that some people say, I attract what I want. Why do so many people repeat their same? And folks, what I'm about to say, I don't mean to be judgmental at all. I'm just trying to craft a question so we can get the best answer. But why do so many people, you know, end in the same relationships, that they go through one and another, and it's the same, or the same failures that they say they don't want? Could it be that they're not attracting what they want, and instead they're attracting who they are?
Well, that's actually an excellent point there. Yes, I have a chapter in the book about you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. And again, that's from my great teacher, Dr. Murphy. Took me years to get that. Well, let me, may I tell you what we don't mean to be judgmental, but hey, we have a right to our opinions. Law of attraction is a valid law. It's been around for a long time. It just became more mainstream. But why is it that the law of attraction doesn't, why aren't people, if the law of attraction is so good, which everyone claims it does, why isn't it working for so many? Why is it not working for so many people? I think that's kind of what we want to find out, right?
Right.
And I have an answer for that. I believe my answer is a solid absolute answer because I believe in these laws. I've used these laws. And the way most people use law of attraction or practice law of attraction is not in alignment with the laws. And I'd like to explain that. In fact, I like to say I created a new law. There's also a chapter in the book about why my law of satisfaction works faster than the law of attraction. Let me tell you why people who even know about law of attraction, why they may not get results. Okay, why they're still out there looking for answers. And by the way, the whole situation with law of attraction, it did open a lot of minds. All of that, you know, with the movie The Secret, whether you loved it or hated it, doesn't matter. It opened minds to a higher existence, and that's important.
I hate to stop you. We had to separate both segments because we have reached the first hour, but we're going to get the answer on the other side and so much more to come. Once again, Marilyn, how can people buy the book and learn more about your work?
Well, if you just go to feelfreetoprosperbook.com, you will see all the information on the book and also the order links, but you'll see beautiful endorsements. And by the way, all of those famous people read the manuscript. I wouldn't let them give me an endorsement unless they read it and unless it was authentic. And you'll see order links not only for the U.S., but there's an international link. You'll find the book, the right to my book on 13 Amazons around the world. So it is available worldwide. My website is easy, feelfreetoprosper.com. So it's either feelfreetoprosperbook.com or feelfreetoprosper.com. Thank you, Mel, for that.
Well, my pleasure, and so much more to discuss when we return. We're here with Marilyn Janay, author of Feel Free to Prosper, with the simplest prosperity laws available. And it's great that it's at the beginning of the year, but if you are listening to this down the line, September, October, and another year, it doesn't matter. This is very, very timeless information that you can apply any day of the year. I'm Mel Fabregas. You're listening to Sanitas. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to the first segment of this very important Sanitas interview. If you enjoyed it and wish to listen to the rest, go to sanitasradio.com, click on Members or Subscribe, or tell someone else who will enjoy this and all our radio programs. If you are listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share it. Don't forget to visit the Sanitas store, where you can purchase pure organic sulfur, earthing and grounding products, supplements, our USB drive with all our shows, gift certificates, rebounders, and much more. Now, join me in the Sanitas member section to enjoy the rest. Thank you.